What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And today, what we are talking about are five lessons learned from creating a video every single day for a year. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't create videos. This isn't for me. The lessons that I'm talking about are things that you can apply to your goals today. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer, and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome back. So, like I talked about in the intro, what we're talking about today are five life lessons that I learned from creating a video every single day for a year. First question is, Mario, why did you create a video every single day for a year? And my answer to that is this kind of goes back to the way that I started this podcast is I wanted to really set a big goal to commit and master the art of showing up and really like find my voice through podcasting. So when I started this podcast, I did a short episode every single day for a year. And I got so much out of that experience. I got so much better at podcasting. I got a lot more consistent as an individual. And ultimately, I got really good results because after podcasting for a while, my podcast was ranked in the top 10% of all podcasts in the world out of 2.7 million podcasts. And so I realized if I just pick one thing and I do it every single day for a year and I stick with it, there's no way that I can't get results. And then after that, I just thought, well, what is kind of something else that I want to do next? And I've talked about this before where kind of trying to figure out what is that next goal, I really try and ask myself a couple of questions. And the first is, what is something that I would love to try out? What is something that I would love to try out or something that I would love to do? Then the next thing is, what is something that I would love to experiment with? What is something that I want to or would love to experiment with? And then the last one is, what is something that kind of scares me a little bit? So I think if you find the intersection of something that you would love, something that you want to experiment with, and something that kind of scares you, that's a pretty good sign. And when I asked myself those questions, I kind of came up with, I want to start creating content on Instagram and on TikTok and on YouTube. But because I felt like through the podcast, I didn't really get a lot of feedback and I wasn't able to connect with other people. And I thought, all right, like instead of trying to get people to come to the podcast, I need to go where they are. And everybody is on social media. And so I was just like, I would love the idea of creating videos to connect with other people. So that was one thing. I kind of wanted to experiment with creating content and creating videos because I love YouTube. I loved watching like other people's reels. And I thought, hey, I want to experiment with that. But then also it did kind of scare me a little bit. It made me nervous thinking about creating a video and posting it because I still have a little bit of that thought of like, what will people think of me? Are people going to judge me? What are people going to think? You know, what if they think it sucks? What if I put a video out there and nobody watches it? All of those thoughts I had. And so I just felt like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And I started the challenge, I think it was like March 11th or March 12th of 2022. I created my first reel, my first video. And I remember struggling so hard to create one video. I think it took me like an hour to create it because I didn't even really know the app. I didn't really know what to do. And because I was super nervous, but I did it and I followed through. And so over time, I have created a video, a reel every single day for a year. And it went from only having, I think, a couple of just metrics. Like when I started, I only had like 200 or 300 followers. I now have 2,400. You know, that's just one thing. It's kind of a vanity metric. It doesn't really mean a lot, but it is growth. And what that represents to me are just people who want to learn more and people who want to improve their lives, and ultimately people that I think I might be able to help in some way with my content or with other things. So that's one thing. Some of my videos have almost 100,000 views, which is insane to me that I can create something and put it out there and almost 100,000 people can see it. I've had videos that have had one view or two views or 10 views or 50 views, and I've had ones that have blown up. And so it's just kind of really cool to see the results that I've gotten. But also, I've just become so much more confident and comfortable with just creating something and putting it out there. So that's just a little bit of the behind the scenes, the backstory. Let's get into the lessons. So number one lesson is, which I keeps coming up, and that is the hardest part is getting started. I wanted to create content on Instagram for a long time, but I was held back by fear. I was held back by what other people would think of me, and I never did it. I remember joining like a 14-day challenge by an influencer and a creator, and the goal was to like create 14 days of content. I joined the challenge, I paid money for it, and I didn't create anything. And it was just so hard to create that first one. But once I created the first one and I put it out there, it became so much easier. So the hardest part is just getting started. I'm reminded of that time and time again, but it just keeps showing up. The second thing, this one's really important, and that is to experiment and see what resonates with you, but also with others. If you follow me on Instagram and you go back to the very beginning, you'll see that I went through a lot of different like phases of experiments and types of videos that I was creating. First, I created like funny reels where it's kind of like these trends where you would have voiceovers and just try and be funny. And looking back on it, it's hilarious and kind of cringy and almost embarrassing to see those videos of myself. But it's also like, I'm so proud of myself a year ago for just getting started in doing that. And I had fun creating those types of videos, but ultimately I'm like, all right, I want to have a different type of impact on people. And I just don't want to be funny. I just don't want to like entertain. I actually want to change people's lives. And so I experimented with trying to make funny reels. The next phase that I went through is just talking reels. And this is where it's just my face talking to the camera and telling stories, sharing quotes, and talking directly to the camera. I liked doing that. I think I got better at doing that. And I definitely experimented with that. It wasn't really until I had discovered this other phase of documenting my process towards goals in almost like a daily vlog style that it really resonated with me. And I think it really resonated with other people. I decided, based off of seeing other people that I follow, to document the 30 days until my first 100-mile ultra. And that was a style that I loved. I really enjoyed just documenting the process and not really creating content, but just documenting what was going on in my life. What was I thinking about? What was I feeling? What was I worried about as I got closer to my goals? And so basically the main point is, if you're getting started with something, you want to experiment and you want to see like what resonates with you, like what feels good to you, but also what feels good to other people. Like what results do you get from it? So that's a big thing that I want to share. The next one, lesson three, is that you need to stay in the game long enough to discover your style. And so I know you've heard me preach this, but you've got to be consistent. Because if I would have stayed in that first phase of like creating these funny reels, and just thought, I'm not really getting any results, I'm just going to give up, I'm going to do something else, I wouldn't have gotten to the next phase and then to the next phase after that. So you've got to stay long enough to discover your style. And I realized that the combination of talking to the camera and documenting my goals, that was the style that resonated with me the most. And so I wouldn't have discovered that if I didn't stay in the game long enough. And I just really want to encourage you, whatever you're doing, if you're creating content, if you're running, if you are trying to write a book, if you're trying to start a podcast, you need to be consistent and you really need to just document your process and stay in it long enough until you discover that style that resonates. The fourth thing is one of the main things that I learned from all of this, and that is to document, don't create. And what I mean by that is just document your process towards your goal rather than trying to create intentional content. Now, this is really specific to people who are creating or aspiring creators, but I think it also applies to you with your goals. And what I mean by document, don't create is if you have a goal, I really want to encourage you to share it with other people and talk to them about how it's going. Now, the benefits to you actually sharing your goal is people actually want you to succeed. When you share your goal, other people are inspired by that. Other people start to think, whoa, if that person is doing that, if they're training for that race, or they're writing their first book, or they're launching a podcast, they start thinking about their own goals and they start thinking, huh, maybe I should go after something else. And so you inspire other people by talking about it. And then they start asking you, hey, how's it going? And it really actually helps you and it helps them. And so I think other people were inspired by my journey once I started just showing like the reality of what was going on. Like I showed all the issues that I had with my bike before the race and people were like concerned for me. And it just kind of shows that people like following the journey and they like being a part of the process. And then the last thing is number five, which is more people are supporting and more people are inspired by what you're doing. And it's more people than you think. So when I was creating content in this challenge, one video a day, there were so many times when I'm like, man, is this even worth it? Like, I feel like it's not working. I am not getting better. There's lots of times when I was like, I just feel like, you know, maybe I should give up. It has happened with creating content on Instagram. It's happened with creating content on the podcast. The reality is there's more people that are watching and there's more people that are listening. There's more people that are supporting you than you think. It's really just like the 1% of people that actually reach out and tell you that you're doing awesome and tell you that they're watching what you're doing. There were so many times where I didn't even know people were watching my content or listening to my podcast, but then I would bump into them when I was back home, like in Madison, and people would be like, hey, like I saw your journey to the 100-miler, like that was amazing. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't even know that. Like you've never commented or never really told me about that. And it just shows up time and time again that there are more people that are watching you and supporting you than you think. It's just the small percentage of people that really reach out and tell you about it. And so I want you to understand that message because I don't know exactly what your goal is or what you're going through, but I know that there are more people that are inspired and encouraged by what you are doing. And so those were the five lessons that I learned from creating a video every single day for a year. Just to recap, number one, the hardest part is getting started. Number two, I want you to experiment and see what resonates with you and what is leading to your best results. Number three, you've got to stay in the game long enough to discover your style. Number four, it's best to document your process instead of just creating. And then number five, more people are supporting you than you think. And so as I bring it back to you, maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking that you have wanted to create content. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Maybe you want to start posting on TikTok or YouTube or Instagram. Maybe you want to start a newsletter or a blog. Whatever it is, I really want to encourage you to get started and just get started with a cadence that feels good to you. And maybe you're not a creator. Maybe you're not somebody who's listening, who's aspiring to do that type of a thing. I think these lessons still apply to you. Get started, experiment, stay in the game, figure out a way to document your process and realize that there's more people that are watching you and inspired by what you're doing than you think. And so That is what I have for today. I hope that that helps. And just to close this out, I want you to realize that with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.